It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, coming to you throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area. And of course, around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and on the 77 WABC app. Yes, since mid-2017, this show has been in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings. Nielsen is the global measurement and data analytics company. And the fact that we come in the top 10 for this slot is a true honor, a testament to the fact that we deliver week in and week out great business content, and we thank you for your trust in us and for tuning into us week in and week out. This show on the legendary 77 WABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. We cover such a wide range of professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, entrepreneurship, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you will gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, something that's critical to every great business leader, and that is gratitude. And I've learned from many, and I certainly want to take this a minute out to thank the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. This show does not happen by itself. It happens because of the great team, Cirilli, who's running the boards, Michal, Malka, Tova, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And of course, to the great folks at 77 WABC, Glenn, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim, thank you so much. And a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. We have a robust YouTube channel. Just type in Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, and you can access well over 100 unique videos that share incredible business content. It's all free. It's all there on YouTube. We also have every single episode is posted on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, the OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV. The list goes on and on. And you could consume the media in the way that you love to get your the way that you love to listen. Some people are just iPod, they love to listen on iTunes. Some people are Player.fm. It's all available, and you can access every single guest by going to the platform that hosts every single show, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. There you can pick up the interview I had with Joseph Aboud, the noted fashion design icon, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Shep Hyken, Paul Massey, Chris McCann, the list goes on and on. Every single show is available for free by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, this show has been quite a bit in the making. And that is, I'm asked all the time, they say, Yitzhak, you probably have quite a bit to share. Why don't you do a show? Every single week, we feature amazing guests. We have many PR firms around the country, and in fact, around the world, reach out to get their guests onto the show. And I enjoy interviewing them, and I learn a thing or two from them. And of course, share it with you, the great listener of the show. However, I've been asked many times, why don't you share some tips? And you know what? A special thank you, of course, to Malka Fried, who kind of insisted on this, someone here on the Bottom Line staff. And that's what we're going to do this evening. So this show is actually titled 17 Proven Rules to Be Successful in Business. That's really what it is. The 17 Proven Rules to Be Successful in Business. Now, because this is, we're not going to get to all 17 in one show. We're going to break it up into part one and part two. So make sure that if you're tuned in this week, and just in case you need to step out in the middle, you could always access it again by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. But there's going to be the part one. We'll cover as many as we can, and whichever we can't will be aired on next week's show. So again, with that intro, we're going to begin the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. Now, before we get to the 17 rules, I want to just open by explaining a very important note, and that is the role of sales and marketing. Sales and marketing go hand in hand. To be truly effective, you need both. Effective marketing is an integral component of the effectiveness of sales. However, in no way should it be misunderstood as the vehicle for closing deals. It is most effective when working alongside a great salesperson or a sales team or key industry connectors when building relationships with trade professionals and, of course, potential feeder sources. You know, an analogy that I love to use here at Bottom Line is that marketing is like putting effective weapons in the hands of a soldier, right? A soldier that has air and naval support and special forces and covert intelligence working alongside will naturally be significantly more effective in their mission. Similarly, a salesperson supported by effective marketing will be able to focus on the primary objective, which is developing relationships, gaining appointments, and closing deals, rather than spending time and energy on educating your prospective client, which is the primary role of marketing. That's a very important introduction. The validation process goes a lot quicker. When a salesperson works for a company and the world knows what the company does, the sales team can focus on closing deals as opposed to education, which is the primary role of marketing. Another point that I do want to touch on, and that is just some loose marketing concepts, which is important to share. There's proactive marketing versus reactive marketing. Now, reactive marketing is fine, but that's only once a prospect knows to look for you. So, for example, examples of reactive marketing would be a website or even Google AdWords, a brochure, product packaging. Let's say Google AdWords. Google AdWords, that means someone is going online. They're looking for a product. They're typing in digital camera. And then, of course, retailers, e-commerce retailers pop up. But that means someone's searching for it. As opposed to proactive marketing is when you're feeding people ideas of what would engage them, of what would excite them, what they should be looking for, or what you're trying to convince them of what to be excited about. So those, of course, include billboards, vehicle wraps, direct mail, print advertising, etc. Even social media. Social media, it comes through on the feed. The post put out by a company can and should excite and engage prospects in order to be excited about their product. Well, when we come back, we are going to jump in with the 7 proven rules to be successful in business. And this applies to many of the points are going to be on the individual level from the perspective of a person, but of course it applies to companies as well. If you're starting out a business, this show is absolutely for you. If you're a veteran of the business world, you'll probably get a kick out of it, and I do appreciate the feedback that we get from people all the time, based on what they enjoyed from the show. So we're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, the 17 proven rules to be successful in business.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here. And I'm actually excited about this show. Special thank you, a shout out to Malka Fried and the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who actually encouraged me. They said, just do a show yourself. You have so much to share. I said, okay, you know, thank you. Even though I do love what I do, and that is interviewing amazing guests, C-level executives from such a wide range of industries, and sharing their content with you, the great listener of Mind Your Business. But this show, I'll be taking you through it, and it is something that was crafted and prepared, and the title is The 17 Proven Rules to Be Successful in Business. Now, before we even begin with rule number one, we must say the obvious, and that is we always must pray to God to be successful. He controls everything. He helps us wake up in the morning, and every bit of our action throughout the day is under His guidance, care, and He created the whole world, created everything that we see, invented everything, imagined everything as we see it and as we're part of it. And therefore, it's not even just a rule, that is the foundation for understanding everything in life. And now we move into rule number one, and that is the elevator pitch, perfecting your elevator pitch. Let's talk for a minute about this rule number one here on the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. Now, an elevator pitch, let's talk it out. Imagine for a second that you're in a Manhattan skyscraper and you walk into the elevator, you're on the ground floor, and along comes a distinguished looking businessman, a potential client. He pushes the 23rd floor and he says, "Hi, what do you do?" Now, let's pause for a minute. You can't freeze. You have to be prepared for this opportunity. You know you have only around 20 seconds maximum to impress this guy, right? So you can't, let's go through the do's and don'ts. Let's talk about what you cannot do. Don't try to land him as a client in the elevator. Also, don't start getting involved in an intensive conversation that will go on beyond the few seconds, right? Realistically, it's going to take him, 20 seconds to get to the 23rd floor? You can't start getting involved in an intensive conversation. What you have to do is be prepared to make a great impression. I'm going to give some tips here. But to make a great impression, potentially swap business cards so that you can follow up at a later time. But remember, do not try to land him as a client in the elevator. Now, you may have heard of exceptions. There are people that did land it, but that's the exception to the rule. That's not the norm. The norm is, again, the elevator pitch is to try to impress the person and get a brief amount of information so that you could then follow up with him, make a favorable impression on the person so that you can follow up afterwards. I'll share a story. When I'm on a call with someone, I always, almost always, I really make sure to give a person my undivided attention. One day I was talking with a seasoned businessman when in the middle of the call, something distracted me. Probably not more than 10 seconds, but the person said, "Yitzhak, I see that I lost you. You're not engaged with me." And sure enough, that call ended. Why am I bringing this up with the elevator pitch? Is because people see if you're engaged. When you're during that elevator pitch, you have only those few seconds. Make sure to engage with that person. My recommendation would be, let's say a person says, "Hi, what do you do?" So you could say, "My name is so-and-so. I'm involved with this company. What do you do?" Perhaps we could swap cards. Don't try to sell him in the elevator. Again, I'm stressing that. That is rule number one. You have to have an elevator pitch. You could briefly have something about your company. Say, "We connect businesses with prospects for their business. I wish I could help you serve your company. What pain point do you solve in the marketplace?" and then try to swap business cards, and then say, I would love to have a conversation at a later time. Perhaps we could swap business cards. That's the way to do it. So again, prepare your elevator pitch. Have something that's very short and sweet, not too long, and make sure to swap business cards with that person while you're in the elevator. Okay, we now go to the second rule in the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. And that is, an entrepreneur, really anyone in business, but especially a small business owner, an executive, is a salesman, an entrepreneur is a full-time performer. You're always on stage. When you go to the grocery, dress sharply, wear a nice tie. You know, throw out that stained one already, right? Make sure your shoes are shined. You know, wear a press suit. People are judging you all the time. I also recommend always have business cards on you. How many times you meet up with someone, you're like, you know, to swap cards, and like, oh, I don't have it on me at the moment. Why miss that opportunity? Always have business cards with you. Now, of course, every once in a while I run into a guy who says, well, I'll ping you the information. You can check me up on LinkedIn. That's all nice. But I've seen it time and time again. Seasoned business people want someone to present a business card. They're not looking just for the excuses. Don't think that like we could just get away without business cards. I know there'll be some out there that say that's not so. Listen, it could be, you know, if it works for you and you don't have a business card and you became a millionaire, great. Good for you. You're an exception to the rule. You're not the rule. The rule is, by default, have business cards on you all the time, because you never know when you're going to meet a great prospect. Always make sure to have business cards. Another interesting point under this rule that an entrepreneur is a full-time performer is the importance of always being on time. Really, you could argue that this should have been its own rule, but I'm packaging it under an entrepreneur is a full-time performer. Always be on time. I can't stress this enough. When someone shows up late to a meeting, it shows a lack of respect to the people who attend the meeting. And basically, when they show up late, they're automatically not a favorite anymore. They're on the defensive. Of course, delays can happen, but try to anticipate and prepare for them. Always make sure you're on time. In case you prepare and you do show up late, you can, you know, again, don't do this too often, but if it just happens to happen, be apologetic, be upfront. I would recommend to call in ahead if you notice you're in traffic and your meeting is supposed to start at 4 o'clock and you're 15 minutes away and it's 3:55, then call in and say, I'm sorry, I am running 10 minutes late. I'll be there by 4:10. I apologize. I gave myself time and I apologize. It's unexpected delay. But don't do it. It shouldn't be a habit. If you leave yourself enough time to buffer for any type of delay, you'll make a great impression. You always want to start off and make a great impression. Here's another a point about entrepreneurs are always, you know, are always, you know, they have to have the mindset of being a full-time performer. Let's say for whatever reason you're having a tough day and you know if you're going to answer the phone, it's not going to be with, you know, let's face it, you're in a rough mood. My recommendation is not to answer the phone. Let it go to voicemail. A person's voicemail should always be upbeat and, you know, sound inviting. And therefore, if a person is just not up to it, let it go to voicemail. Let them hear a cheerful voice. You shouldn't answer. Again, we're human. If it turns out it's just not the right time for someone to be calling in, even though you need to speak to the person, don't try to tackle it when you're not up to it, because it's not going to necessarily have a good ending. So again, if you realize that you're not able to perform the way a client would expect you, certainly don't take the call at that moment, because he'll remember that it was unprofessional. That is rule number 2 in the 17 proven rules to be successful in sales. And as we see, we're sharing great content, great business secrets, as we do each week. Usually it's with other guests, but now it's yours truly, Yitzhak Saflis from Bottom Line Marketing Group, sharing this great content with you. Of course, we'd love to help you grow your business. You could reach out to me, 718-412-3505, 718-412-3505. We service a wide range of industries. And we would love to help you scale your business. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. And this amazing show is all about the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. And, you know, hey, we haven't given away a book in a while. I love giving away books. We have a great collection here that was given to us by truly fantastic business authors. I have one here from Alan Fine. The name of this book is You Already Know How to Be Great: A Simple Way to Remove Interference and Unlock Your Greatest Potentials. I have a hardcover book here in my hands. It's going to go to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of You Already Know How to Be Great: A Simple Way to Remove Interference and Unlock Your Greatest Potential. Well, we are up to number 3 in the list of 17 proven rules to be successful. Rule number 3 is always be clear and articulate. Whether it's instructions or whether you're leaving a voicemail, be very, very clear. I cannot emphasize this enough. For example, if you're calling someone and you got voicemail, fine, so you're going to leave a phone number. Do you repeat it? Do you leave it twice? Do you repeat it clearly? Not the ones that are 718-718. No mumbling. Make sure to leave it very, very clear. If you're calling from 718, you're right, you're calling from 212-111-2345. and repeat the number. Make sure it's very, very clear the number that you're calling from. You know, I'll give it another great example is email addresses. Spell it out and spell it easily so that people don't get confused with, for example, a T and a P, right? If the email address has a T for Tom and P for Peter, right? Or L like Larry, say that out, spell it out, because email addresses, we all know if it's off by one letter, it's never going to reach the intended target, right? Of course. So make sure, again, this is all part of rule number 3 in the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. Be clear and articulate. Here's another suggestion under this category. Always proofread emails and all documents. Then reproofread them. It's very important, especially if it's a critical document. Actually, if it's a critical document, have someone else, a trusted individual, read it as well in order to make sure that no silly typos got through or information that could be misunderstood got through. Make sure to have someone else on your team that you could trust, that can keep things confidential, to review it. Also, never call a prospective client, especially one who you don't have a prior relationship with, from a cell phone while you're driving in a tunnel or you're on a subway or in the middle of a parade. You know, I've had this happen and I was shocked. Someone would call trying to pitch me business and it's like, it sounds like they're in the middle of a hurricane. And it's just, you know, they're trying to go, oh, do you hear me? You know, or of course, we all know how cell phones work, right? Now, the radio transmission that you're about to hear is fine, but it's right. Sometimes you talk to someone and that goes on by a cell phone, right? You're in the middle of the conversation and like you can't hear anything. And then, of course, the best part is like, oh, do you hear me now? It's always like that, right? The cell phone calls does not have a good connection. But of course, when the person says, oh, do you hear me now? And of course, that comes through clearly. What's the lesson there? I'm not saying not to use the cell phone. Of course, there are times you have to get through to someone. But there's a difference if you have an ongoing relationship with an individual or you're just pitching someone the first time. When you don't have that footing, keep that in mind. You don't have the relationship in place to allow for that type of weak communication to go on. So therefore, wait until you're at a stable landline. I'm not saying, again, never to use the cell, but make sure that you could, you know, if you're going to use it, then it should be in a relationship where the client will be more forgiving if that type of weak connection takes place. Okay, we continue on in the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. Number 4, set goals. This is so important, especially now that you know this particular show is running at the beginning of a year. As for each of these 17 principles, this is a subject in and of itself, such an important and critical subject. But here are some pointers. Set goals that are slightly above what you can realistically expect to hit. Not lower, but not much higher. Be focused on the goals and set incremental goals, not just annually, but monthly as well. Everything, let's face it, everything gets done when deadlines are implemented, right? Who said that famous quote? Goals are a dream with a deadline. That's what it is. Thank you, Srilly. Goals are dreams with a deadline. That's what it is. Because at the end of the day, when you set a goal and then you set your mind to it, there's a much higher chance that it will actually be implemented. Because when there's no goals, it's just, oh, I'm going to get to it. And then you get busy and then you get sidetracked. And then you come back 2-3 months later like, wow, I didn't even touch that. I got to get to that. Everything gets done when deadlines are implemented. Now, in terms of sales, you could sometimes share the goals in order to use it and leverage it in terms of making sales. So, for example, car dealerships, right? Many car dealerships right now are running New Year's sales. So they're the way it works with them and the manufacturers is that they have to turn over their lot every once in a while and clear the inventory. So basically, they are turning to the audience out there when they advertise, and they basically say, you know, we need to break our sales record, we need to clear our lot. So they're using their goals in order to incentivize buyers to come and buy cars. That's fine. You can always, you know, you could always use it as an incentive. However, keep in mind, your goals are not his or her problem. I mean, you can never turn your goals into a pressure point with your customers or your clients. You have to make sure that if you want to have certain goals and leverage them for sales, that you do it as an advantage to your clients, to your customers, not that you could put pressure on them in terms of you know, the fact that you have your goals that you set out. This show is, again, it's part one of 17 proven rules to be successful in business, because we have so many pointers here, 17, and we just finished number four. So therefore, this is going to be split into two consecutive weeks. Sorry about that. Next Sunday, we will continue with the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. But before we go to a commercial break, I would like to remind the listeners, our giveaway this week is the book, You Already Know How to Be Great, A Simple Way to Remove Interference and Unlock Your Greatest Potential. What a great way to start off the new year. This hardcover book can be yours. It's going to go to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB and send it to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the book by Alan Fine, You Already Know How to Be Great, A Simple Way to Remove Interference and Unlock Your Greatest Potential. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftas right here on 77 WABC. Yeah, this is an exciting show. Again, I want to thank Malka Fried and the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group who encouraged me, said, you know what? You interview these superstars every week. How about sharing some tips on your own? I'm like, all right, you know, that's a nice idea. So we prepared an exciting show, which is the title is 17 Proven Rules to Be Successful in Business. This show takes more than an hour, and therefore I'm spreading it over 2 consecutive Sundays, so we'll see how many we get to in tonight's show, which of course will be archived in on the website that permanently archives every single great episode of Mind Your Business, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. We now go to number 5 on the list, be a great listener. Clients love people who listen. And I mean really listen. right? Because, you know, let's face it, when people want to know that when they speak, they're being heard, that is a fundamental principle of mankind. When you're talking to someone, you want to, right? You could tell, right? Like I mentioned earlier in the show, that one time I was on the phone and someone on the other end of the line, a seasoned businessman, picked up that I was distracted for 10 seconds and he picked it up right away. When you're talking to someone, you want to be engaged with them, right? You want to be heard and, right, afford the proper decency to the other person when they're speaking to you that you're listening. In fact, right, there's a cute quip that God created two ears and one mouth, use them proportionately. Israel, he likes that one. But it's true. It's a person to be successful in business has to be a great listener. In fact, I'm going to share an interesting story about an account that we landed here at Bottom Line. I'll never forget this. I was in a room with seasoned businessmen, and it was a rather long meeting. It went for, I think, if I recall correctly, over 2 hours. And at the end of the meeting, John turns to me and he says, "You know, Yitzhak, you must not be a busy person." So I was a little taken aback. I was like, "Okay, John, what's the issue? What prompted that?" He said, "Well, you're here for two hours and 15 minutes, whatever the amount of time was, and you didn't take out your cell phone once. You didn't, so, you know, people are not interested in getting in touch with you." Like, I said, "John, my phone, when I'm in a meeting, is on vibrate, and I ignore it because I'm giving you all my attention. Now, of course, I wasn't going to share, but I said, you want me to tell you how many calls and emails came through?" So he said, he stuck out his hand, and he said, "It's like, you got the account." Meaning, because I guess he was testing me with that little quip over there, like tried to get me there a little bit. Poke me. But at the end of the day, when I am meeting with someone, that's it. I actually usually during the day, I don't even keep my cell phone on me because that's just a distraction. If a person is speaking with a prospect, a client, whoever it is, make sure you give them the undivided attention. Now, people don't have all day long. I mean, there are times you could set the parameters for a meeting, for a conversation. You could say, "Listen, we're meeting now. It's 11 o'clock. I have only till 11:15, or I have only till 11:30, whatever the case is, and we just have to, you know, I just want to make that clear up front." Or many times when I'm having a conversation with someone, I'll ask them up front. Let's say it's a prospective client, "How much time do you have?" I give them that courtesy, and then I know what I have to deal with. So again, very important rule number 5 in the 17 proven rules to be successful in business is be a great listener. Let's go to number 6. Number 6, never badmouth anyone. Never badmouth your company, your team, your boss, your clients. You know, let's put aside in the Jewish world, there are even halachos, there are laws that deal with this. And I'm not minimizing that. That, of course, is paramount. But even from a business perspective, a person who goes around peddling nonsense, peddling bad information about someone else, actually, what can I tell you? That person themselves starts to smell terrible. It's terrible from a business perspective. It might make you feel good to simply unload, but it does make you look terrible. Remember, keep in mind, if let's say A is speaking to B and bad-mouthing everyone else, what does B think of A? Do you think B really respects A? No, that person, she doesn't respect A. B views A as like, this is some irate person who's just fed up with society and is just such poor manners and it's just a really poor soul. And that's what B looks on A or feels about A, with A just bad-mouthing the world. It doesn't pay. So I'm talking about the fact that if you really, even if you have an axe to grind with someone, keep it inside, deal with it, try to, obviously the best is to get a great perspective on life and learn how to appreciate every opportunity, but it's terrible in business. Those that go around peddling bad information and just, you know, burning themselves out by sharing negative feelings, they do not earn the respect of their peers. I've seen it over the years, and again, I've been in business over 30 years. Those that have that approach, it comes back to bite them. Now I want to address the inverse. So that was rule number 6. Now I want to go to rule number 7, and that is always have great things to say about your team, about your clients, your company, your boss. Why? And again, putting the halacha, as I mentioned, aside, from a business perspective, it makes you look great. In fact, complimenting is so unusual, unfortunately, it makes you even memorable, right? You look great when you compliment your team. You look great when you compliment your boss. People love dealing with positive people. And here's the main point. People will trust you. People who are positive, they just have an aura around them of success, and therefore they become successful. When people say good things about others, others want to deal with that individual because they have a great perspective on life. So therefore, remember, rule number 6 is never say anything bad about someone. Rule number 7 is always say good things. And I want to point out about these things that, let's say with rule number 6, let's say someone even left a company, right? They left a company, and let's say it wasn't on such good terms. If they say something good about the company instead of bad, what do you think people are like, it's not even like expected, like, wow, when someone says something that's unexpected, which would be something good to say, then they're memorable. People respect them. So therefore, it's again, rule number 6 is never say anything negative about clients, your boss, etc. Rule number 7 is always have good things to say about your company, about your clients. That was rule number 7 in the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. Before we go to a break, I would like to let the listeners know about our giveaway this week. The giveaway is the book by Alan Fine. One lucky listener is going to win the hardcover copy of You Already Know How to Be Great, A Simple Way to Remove Interference and Unlock Your Greatest Potential. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. And again, one lucky listener is going to win the hardcover copy of You Already Know How to Be Great by Alan Fine. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Sol Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. It's yours truly, having the pleasure, the honor of hopefully entertaining you, but from a business perspective, we are sharing. And again, I want to thank the team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, in particular Malka Fried, who had said, you know, every week you interview great guests, but how about sharing some business tips just from your own from your own years, decades of experience? And I said, you know what, that's a nice idea. Thank you. And sure enough, we prepared the show, 17 Proven Rules to Be Successful in Business. It's a two-part show. This is part one. The second part will air. These are two consecutive shows. Will air next Sunday. Before we get to rule number 8 that we were up to, I would like to let the listeners know that our giveaway this week is the book, You Already Know How to Be Great, A Simple Way to Remove Interference and Unlock Your Greatest Potential. This hardcover copy can be yours, by Alan Fine, by the way. This hardcover copy can be yours by sending a text. Text over MYB for Mind Your Business. Text it over to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the book, You Already Know How to Be Great, A Simple Way to Remove Interference and Unlock Your Greatest Potential. I also want to give a shout-out to our great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, in particular Srilly here behind the boards. Every single week, you know, this is going on for a while. We've been here on the radio since July of 2015. We've been in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings, since mid-2017. We're on a great stretch, and it's all about providing amazing, fantastic, and executable business content that you could use to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, tonight's show, The 17 Proven Rules to Be Successful in Business, continues with rule number 8, treat everyone with respect. I'll share a story. Many years ago, I was in a camp. I'll give a shout-out to them, Camp Dora Golding. And I was running together with Yaakov Gerber, who were together here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, and we were running the arts and crafts department. And we had an assistant, a very talented individual, and so it was me and Yaakov who were running the arts and crafts program, and we had an assistant, and we always made sure to treat the assistant with incredible respect. We never, we wouldn't delegate anything to our assistant that we wouldn't do ourselves. Not like, oh, this is beneath me and I'll just give it to him. We treated him with tremendous respect, and we all shared in all the responsibilities down to sweeping the floors and taking out the garbage. We each did it on rotation equally. Guess what? Many years later, that assistant was in a position of great authority at a company, and offered and came back to Bottom Line and brought along a very lucrative contract. And why was that? Because when we were superior to this individual, we never asked him to do anything menial or anything that I wouldn't do myself. We got the project from him when he was in a position of authority because we treated him with respect. And that's why this is so important, because some people have a bad habit of stepping on others. It's not worth it. You know, you might feel like you'll have a short-term gain from it, but in the long run, it will be a loss. It will come back to bite you. You never know who will be in a position of authority and who will enable you to either get a job, get a project, get some type of advantage in getting you ahead in the business world because you were a mensch, you were polite, you treated others with respect. Another example is, you know, let's say a prospective client met with you and you gave them a proposal. And then they went with a different firm. You invested time with them, but they ultimately went with someone else. Naturally, you'll be disappointed. But how did you handle the rejection? The main thing is, take it. I mean, here at Bottom Line, we certainly want the ability to service your company out there. Certainly, feel free. Give me a call anytime, 718-412-3505, 718-412-3505. I'd love to talk with you directly and have some of the stars on the Bottom Line team interact, and then to help you scale your company. But let's say you reach out, and it turns out that it was not a fit. We didn't work together. So, I'll send an email back, say, you know, naturally we would have loved the opportunity. Perhaps we could work together at a later time. But I'm not bitter about it. Of course, I would prefer to have the account, naturally, of course. But at the same time, life moves on. And because I've taken that approach, that attitude, I can't tell you how many times we've actually landed clients years later because they said, you know what? I remember you handled rejection, you know, very nicely, very well. You handled it, and I was very impressed by that. And therefore, I would like to do business with you now. Now I'd like to get to rule number 9 on the list of 17 proven rules to be successful in business. Rule number 9 is do your homework. This is such a critical rule. Oh, man, I want to spend some time on this. I know we only have, less than 10 minutes to the show, but it's such an important rule, and let's discuss it. Do your homework. Number one, or not just number one, but, one of the points here under this topic, rule number 9, do your homework, is when you're going after a new account, identify the key decision makers. Identify allies within an organization. I'll share a story that happened with me. A friend of mine had brought me in to pitch a big nonprofit. And he got me to the meeting, and I had to present to a number of very serious players at that company for a potential marketing campaign. However, my friend, who was definitely an influencer at that company, was not the decision maker. And obviously, I really, really wanted to land that account. I did my homework and found out that another existing client of mine is very close with that particular company that I was pitching. So I reached out to him to put in a good word for me, which he did. Now, so I did leverage another individual to put in the good word for me, and they did. Now, ultimately, actually, in that case, I did not get the account. I didn't. Okay. Listen, God runs the world, as we talked about at the beginning of the show. But I certainly made my full effort, put our best foot forward. But in the end, they didn't go with us. But still, the lesson here is I tried to identify allies. And sure enough, I did. Now, I know someone listening could think like, well, maybe that person didn't help you. They did. It just, you're not going to land every account. But it's very important to identify, to do your homework. That's one angle of doing the homework. By the way, just once we're on the subject of referrals, just want to touch on that, is that sometimes people say, you know what, I'm going to do a referral marketing campaign. I'm just going to turn around to all my buddies. I'm going to send out an e-blast just so that people, just start referring me. That's a waste of time. You can't expect people who are very busy to just get on the phone and start shooting out referrals for you. However, if you have a specific case that you need a friend of yours to put in a good word and they have a relationship, like an example I gave a few minutes ago, then you could reach out. Meaning if you're going after company A and you have a friend, Jim, and Jim, you happen to know, has a relationship with company A, you could then turn to Jim, say, Jim, I'm pitching company A. It would be very meaningful if you were able to put in a good word for me. That works. But if you just turn to Jim, say, Jim, could you get me some accounts? You're asking him to become your salesperson. You have to then train him and give him background and everything else. You can't just expect him to become your salesperson. But if you want him to put in a good word for you at company A and you know that Jim has that relationship, then of course you could turn to him. I'm only up to rule number 9, and we're closing in towards the end of the show. So, a couple of points. Number 1 is the giveaway tonight is the book, You Already Know How to Be Great, A Simple Way to Remove Interference and Unlock Your Greatest Potential by Alan Fine. This hardcover book can be yours. It's going to go to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the book, You Already Know How to Be Great, by Alan Fine. Now, you're probably wondering, if the title of the book is You Already Know How to Be Great, what do I need to read the book for? Well, the subtitle, A Simple Way to Remove Interference and Unlock Your Greatest Potential. In fact, I'm going to read a quote by Stephen Covey, of course, the famous individual who wrote the best-selling book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He wrote a truly landmark book on helping yourself and others journey to greatness. So if you have that, you know, a quote from Stephen Covey like that, this book is certainly of high value. Well, this wraps up part one of the show, The 17 Proven Rules to Be Successful in Business. Please tune in next week for another great edition of Mind Your Business. We are going to focus in on the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. In case you missed the show, you're just tuning in now, MYB Radio by Tuesday morning. The entire show will be up, MYB Radio, and this show will be up. And, of course, you can access every single past guest that we've had on this amazing program. But tune in again next Sunday night for part two of the 17 proven rules to be successful in business. Have a great week.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over 2 decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.